It's Check On Stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. Last night, an email went out from Region 1 Superintendent to Lee H. Kellogg School students and Region 1. Over the weekend, they received notification that several middle school teachers at the Lee H. Kellogg School will be absent today due to illness. Those absences, in combination with the teachers who will be out due to recent COVID-19 positive cases, have made it impossible to provide the staffing needed to open classrooms for in-person learning. Therefore, all Lee H. Kellogg students will be making the switch to distance learning effective today and will return for in-person learning on Tuesday, January 5th. The absences began late last week, with two additional teachers reporting absences due to illnesses over the weekend. Teachers have been or will be tested for COVID-19 out of an abundance of caution. None of the aforementioned teachers have had any contact with the students who have tested positive for COVID-19. On December 19th, they thanked the principal at Lee H. Kellogg School and her staff for working hard to keep the school open. However, without sufficient staff present in the school, that is not possible. Sharon Hospital kicked off its COVID-19 vaccination clinic for hospital employees on December 18th. Some important information came from Nuvance Health's interim chief medical officer, Dr. Jeff Nicastro, explaining how excited they were that Nuvance Health received its first COVID-19 vaccine deliveries. Danbury Hospital received a couple of thousand doses of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. They're following FDA and manufacturer guidelines for vaccine storage, which includes an ultra-cold freezer, and state distribution guidelines for distributing vaccines throughout the healthcare system. This week, they dispersed vaccines from Danbury Hospital to sister hospitals in Connecticut, New Milford Hospital, Norwalk Hospital, and Sharon Hospital. The amount per hospital varies depending on the need at each hospital. Important to know that those are initial doses. They expect to receive more doses as vaccines are made available by the state of Connecticut. According to federal and state distribution guidelines, vaccines are currently available in limited supply for healthcare workers and nursing home residents. Sharon Hospital will offer vaccines to all our healthcare workers following those guidelines. In North Canaan, in a story by Ruth Epstein in the Republican American, the Planning and Zoning Commission appeared favorable to a special permit application for the expansion of Geer Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, but wants to see approval from the Conservation and Inland Wetlands Commission before making a decision. Members closed a hearing Monday, but said they'll take an email vote when the information is received rather than wait until January's meeting. There were no questions from the commission or the public at the hearing. Anthony and Lou Allegrone from Allegrone Construction of Lenox, Massachusetts, made the presentation, noting they've been working on the project for 5 years. A state certificate of need was received 2 years ago, and pending local approval, they will work on finalizing the pieces to submit to HUD for funding. Geer CEO Kevin O'Connell has said the facility, which would have 120 beds, the same as the current one, would be financed through a $30 million HUD loan and $11 million through a state certification of need. He said the $11 million should come back to Geer over time through Medicaid rates. The new single-bed center will sit on 18 acres of a 46-acre parcel just south of the current facility on South Canaan Road. It'll be 86,000 square feet on a 29,000 square foot bench. Quick action by firefighters in Copake confined flames to one room in a house fire. Quarryville Fire Chief William Baker said community rescue squad were sent to Columbia County 911 to 7 Birchill Road in Copake for a reported fire in a bedroom. When firefighters arrived, they began extinguishing the fire, requesting mutual aid from Hillsdale Fire Company, who responded with interior firefighters. Firefighters were able to put the fire out in about 20 minutes and began checking the rest of the home to make sure the fire did not spread. There was smoke and heat damage to other areas of the home's second floor. Everybody got out of the house safely. There were no reported injuries. The cause is believed to be careless smoking. To protect town employees from COVID-19 among rising counts across the state, Great Barrington officials are now limiting access to municipal buildings. It begins today and it will go until further notice. Any visits require appointments. Officials ask that business be conducted online or by mail or phone whenever possible. A According to a statement released, payments can also be deposited in a drop box outside Tyne Hall. Claire Teague Senior Center is closed but can be reached by phone or email. The center continues to provide prepackaged lunch meals and free baked goods for pickup on weekdays, as well as transportation assistance. Contact the center a day in advance for assistance. Town libraries are closed for public visits, and borrowing can be arranged online or by phone. Curbside pickup is available at both Mason and Ramsdale libraries. Despite comparatively low and dropping COVID-19 case counts in Great Barrington, rising infections across Massachusetts and the current hospitalization rate in Pittsfield has sparked a new policy. Contango would have a 2021 summer season, even if the COVID-19 pandemic is still active, despite the nationwide rollout of vaccine and ongoing health and safety policies. No official announcement is expected until mid or late March. Boston Symphony Orchestra President and CEO Mark Volpe said during a remote appearance this past week at the Tanglewood Business Partners Virtual Holiday Festival. But the orchestra is determined, if at all possible, to welcome in-person audiences for programs this summer, according to a follow-up statement issued by the BSO on Thursday, referring to a robust organization-wide planning process. A reminder, with all the snow on the ground now, please shovel out any fire hydrant near your home, even if it's not in your yard, because if it's needed, it would be used. Even if it's 1,200 feet away, please shovel a minimum of 3 feet all the way around those hydrants. Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting today at 1:30 in the high school library, or Zoom meeting. Demonstration of a UVC mobile air sanitizer. No action is anticipated. Town of Dover Planning Board has their regular meeting today at Duncan Hill Road in the town of Dover. More information on where you can view it, youtube.com/c/DoverNewYork/videos. In Falls Village, the Inland Wetlands and Conservation Commission has a meeting coming up. That is today from 7 until 8 p.m. Kent Park and Recreation has a meeting coming up tonight at 7 p.m., held via Zoom. All the information is available on their website. Town of Sheffield Select Board has a meeting coming up tonight at 7 p.m. It's a virtual meeting. To participate, go to the Town of Sheffield website to receive that information. The Town of Northeast Planning Board special meeting is coming up Tuesday, December 22nd, via Zoom only. There'll be public comment and application for a lot line adjustment, general business, and then they'll close the meeting. Also coming up on the 22nd in Cornwall, the Economic Development Commission has a Zoom meeting. Region 1 Board of Education has a budget subcommittee meeting on Wednesday at 10 a.m. via Zoom. Information is available on their website. Farmers to Families is holding a food box distribution on Wednesday from 10 till 12 at 59 Field Street in Torrington. Drive-through distribution combined fresh produce, dairy, and meat products. Town of Northeast Planning Board meeting on Wednesday, December 23rd, has been canceled. Dover Town Board has their regular town meeting on December 30th. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake at interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the week at 30,179.05, the NASDAQ 12,755.64, and the S&P 500 at 3,709.41. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.